Stacked in newsstands around Western New York are two weekly publications with gigantic centerpiece art and intriguing cultural content. One is new to the party, the other has been around for over 25 years. A year since former Art Voice employees started laying the groundwork to launch their new newspaper, The Public, some continue to wonder if Buffalo can support two alternative weeklies. Jeff Kelly, editor of The Public, is one of three partners that left Art Voice in fear of its long-term future to start the new publication.
What we all learned in a rather dramatic fashion was that the paper was in dire financial straits despite the fact that it should have remained profitable. It was not. It had to do with mismanagement more than it had to do with lack of audience or lack of ability to be profitable. And that was very frustrating and even depressing to learn that this institution was really sort of being allowed to fall apart.
Art Voice owner and editor Jamie Moses declined multiple interview requests by WBFO. However, Moses did confirm by email that Art Voice took a one-week hiatus from publishing to ramp up its sales department. Its last issue was on July 30th, but Moses says it will publish this week and will return to regular printing September 3rd. Moses went on to say he'll be making an announcement fairly soon, as he's been working on something to expand Art Voice's reach and sales opportunities. Kelly says he and his partners at the paper launched the publication last November because they felt like they could up the ante.
The goal is generally just to raise the bar a little bit. I think that the city generally is becoming more accustomed to higher quality products. From the food we eat, the plays we see, the books we read, the design that we embrace, the things that we read. And I felt that, as did this whole team, that we could put out something a little better, and that the city needed it.
The paper has just 8 full-time staff members, but Kelly says more than 100 contributors have helped out.
We're a pretty small in-house team, and we rely extensively on freelance writers and contributors. We sort of exist as a conduit for their work.
Kelly says no loans were used in funding the paper. It was all powered by capital investment to get it off the ground. 35,000 copies of The Public are printed every Wednesday, and things are going on the right track, Kelly says.
You know, we're actually sort of pretty much following the path we charted for ourselves, both as a business and on the editorial side. Business is picking up beautifully, just as we expected it would.
But what is The Public doing that Art Voice isn't? Kelly says it's how ads are sold.
Part of it is offering a better value proposition in terms of how we treat our advertisers, how we sort of help them design campaigns, offering them, I think, a better product.
Again, Moses did not publicly comment. Kelly expects the paper to start getting out of the red this fall.
We're adding new clients every week. I think we are just about to the point of like sort of self-sustainability, which in 8 months for a startup is pretty good. If things keep building the way they have been building, we should be profitable in the fall, consistently so.
Right now, Kelly is focusing on building the paper, but also building its cultural footprint.
We're trying to become part of the cultural community, which we then amplify through our paper. You know, we want to contribute to it as well as cover it.
But a year since the seeds were planted for The Public's launch, the big question still remains, can two weeklies of this kind survive in Buffalo?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. You know, when we made our business plan, we did not presume that we needed to be the only paper in the market to make it work.
Dave DeLuca, WBFO News.